Vayter in Shasra and Daf Hey, picking up on the top line, second to last word. Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmana. Let's say a person's reading Megillah Bizmana, which means what says Rashi, B'yodalet, Mitokshi, Chova Bo, Bayom. Since it's a Chova that day, Al Kol Yachid V'Yachid Karinosa, every one of them could read it, Afil B'Yachid. That Kol Karin Bavika Pirsim Nisa, a Nase, it's a Pirsim of a Nase, if everybody's reading it at the same time, even if they're not reading it together. Karnas afilu yachas says a gemara. You can read them by yourself. Shalo bismana. What happens if he didn't do it at the proper time? Then ba'asara. What you need 10 people. Says Rashi Hakadosh. What does that mean? Kigon kfarim amugdavim the Amaknisa. If you have the villages that go back to the Amaknisa, in Karnas el ba'asara debein and pirsum nisa. You need to have at least 10 because then you need pirsum nisa because it's not the right time. Ravasi Amar Ravasi says bein bismana bein shalo bismana ba'asara. He says whether it's in its proper time or not in its proper time doesn't matter. You got to do it ba'asara. Says Rashi mitzvah lachzar achar asara mishum pirsumi nisa. It's a mitzvah to do it because of pirsumi nisa. Rashi continues and says, but don't think he's so intense that if you don't have 10 that you can't do it. There's no iser, So we had Rav Asi. We had first Rav, who says that if it's bismana, you can read it by yourself. Shalo bismana, then you need 10. Rav Asi says all the time you should do it with 10. And now we see that Rav even went, according to Rav Asi, that he looked to make sure we have 10. Even though maybe he said you could do with one, but he looked for 10. Hava uvde v'choshle rav leha de ravasi. There was a situation that this happened, and he looked for it. Rashi's v'chaz ha'alasar v'kipton. He looked for 10, and he got them together. Umiyam rav hachi. Does Rav really say that? Does he say when it's read napizmana that you need to have 10 people? V'amar av yudah b'reder av shmuel bar shelatz mishmei de rav. All this is in the name of Rav. A Purim shechalios b'Shabbos erev Shabbos manam. If Purim that falls out on Shabbos, erev Shabbos is its time. Now that is a very strange statement. What does that mean? Erev Shabbos manam. Do you say erev Shabbos is its time? Well, Shabbos manam who? We just said the actual time is Shabbos, but we pulled it earlier to erev Shabbos. Sounds like you're saying that from the time of Anshigas HaGedola, that if it was on Shabbos, then you pull it back to Friday. We know it's not true because they were the rabbi that came up later. So what are you saying in such a statement? Rashi explains, though, it means that once we have Gezer de Rabba, so then it became as if it was pulled back. Lahakta Mishum de Rabba, Hare Ulanu, Kiyom Vizmana Kavua. It becomes like at the end of Rashi, Erev Shabbos Manamhu. Even though it's not really the time, it's like the time. Now, what do we figure out here? Erev Shabbos Manam, really? Well, Shabbos Manam, we know that Shabbos actually is its time. It must be this is what it's saying. Shalo bismanam kizmanam. If something is not in its time, it's like in its time. Mazmanam afil biyachid. Just like during its time, it's even done by a yachid. Av shalo bismanam afil biyachid. Even not in its time, it's a yachid as well. So from that interesting cryptic statement, that's what we draw out of this. That seems to say that Rav would say, even shalo bismanam you can do with one person, you don't need to have 10. So why do we say shalo bismanam you need to have 10? Says the Gemara, hello, you misunderstood. Linyan Mikra Megillah, sorry, in reference to Mikra Megillah, that, yes, you do have to have 10. So what does it mean, though, that it's like Bismanim? Elamai Erev Shabbos Manim, what does that mean? Afukim Mida Rebbe, this is coming to exclude that which Rebbe said, the Amar, who says, Hol of a Nidcha Yaris Mim Koman, since they moved from their place, therefore, and we know that they can't read on the 14th, then Yidchu Liyom HaKnisa. Bring it all the way back. Don't go one day earlier to Friday, but rather go back 2 days to Thursday. We saw this yesterday. HaKamashmal is coming to tell you that Rav is saying the Erev Shabbos Manam, who actual time to do it is Erev Shabbos. But yet we do see at the end of the day, what did we just see? That according to Rav, if it's in its time and in the actual time originally set up for it, then you can do it even B'yachid. If it's not in its time, then we look for have 10. Rav Asi says when it's time or not it's time, we look for 10. We saw that Rav was Choshesh for Rav Asi and he looked to have 10, but if not, then it's fine. Even Rav Asi himself would say, if it's not Bizman, and you don't have 10, that you're still okay. All righty then. Zok the next Mishnah. Is we Ir Gedola? We're talking about these ideas about, you know, an Ir Gedola, a big city, has to go ahead and meet on the 14th, and a Kafas Choma is the 15th, and meet the villages. What's in Ir Gedola? What does that mean when we say the word Ir Gedola? Kol Sheish Ba'asar Batlanin. Anybody who has in it 10 Batlanin, which means 10 people that are sitting there to be in the shul constantly to make sure there's a minyan going on. Pachos Mikan, less than that. Hari Zekfar, that's going to be a kfar. It's called a village. And they can go back to Yom HaKenisa and all that Shtikl Torah. Zok to Gemara, Be'elu Amru Magdima V'Lamachan. In these, we say to go earlier, like 11, 12, 13, and you don't push it off to go later. Aval, there are certain things that we go and we say to do it later. Aval Zman Atze Kohanim, very exciting for those who just finished Tainus, as we saw this in Daf Chav Ches, that we know that at the time when they came up from Bavel, they didn't have enough wood, and what happened, people went ahead and donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash and the VM set up that they're going to bring every year. There's nine families that would bring their holidays going on and giving the Atzei, what's known as the Atzei Kohanim. So of Ozman Atzei Kohanim, V'Tishabav and Tishabav, see a whole list of Yizman Otzei Kohanim and Tishabov and Chagiga. We'll see what that means in a moment. Vehakel and Hakel. Me'achin Olakdivin. These things you bring back, you bring it, you push it off to later, and you don't bring it earlier. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about if these things fall out on Shabbos. Yizman Otzei Kohanim falls on Shabbos, and you push it off till the next day. And Tishabov also, you go and you push it off till the next day. We don't fast on Shabbos, we push it off the next day. Chagiga, what is Chagiga? That is a shlamim. We have something known as a shalmei chagiga that they go and they bring every holiday. This is meant to be brought in the first day of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, but if it falls out in Shabbos and you push it off to the next day, and Rashi says, because it has tashlum, and tashlum means if you don't do it one day, you can do it the next day, right? You can do it all 7 days of Pesach, all 7 days of Sukkot, and even 7 days, all 7 days, 6 days following Shavuos as well. Interesting. The Hakel, what's Hakel? At the end of Shemitah, which means the beginning of the Shemitah cycle, the first year, after Sukkot, we know that the Pesach says you have to be bringing everyone together, Hakel, everyone, gather in, the men, the women, the children, and they go and there was a reading that was done from different parts of Devarim, and everybody would be over there at that time. So what happens if that came along on Shabbos? The Melech would go out and read in this thing. So the problem is you can't go and do it. You can't do it on Shabbos. And Rashi says that they explain the reason why is because you can't do it on Shabbos because you have to build a bima. There's a beam of wood that used to be built. So the Gemara over there, the Yerushalmi asks, okay, so what's the problem? Just go ahead and build it the day before. He said, nah, it takes up too much space. And it's not good to do, so you push off to the next day. That's Hakel. Ma'achim lo makdinan, and you push it off, but you don't bring it closer. We're going to explain that in the Gemara. Even though we say when it comes to Megillah, we bring it earlier and not later. It's still mutter to go ahead and be involved in these things, which normally are usher to be doing on Purim, but it's not usher to be doing on Purim if it's not yet Purim yet. So we do it on 11, 12, or 13. You're allowed to do Hesped. You're allowed to do Tainus. And you're allowed, not only you're allowed to do Matanus of Yonim, but you have to, like we said earlier, that everyone's looking forward to it. Amar Rav Yehuda, hey, Masai. When is it so that you bring the Megillah earlier? That's only Malkum Shenichlatz on B'Shenim B'Chamishi. We saw this earlier as well. Only in a day where they go in, only places that they go in on Monday and Thursday. Malkum Shenichlatz on Lo B'Shenim B'Chamishi, in a place where you don't go on Mondays and Thursdays. And Kornisel B'Zmana, only be the B'Zman, because the whole point is that you're going in anyway, so therefore we don't make you go again. If you're not going in anyway, so no, you're not allowed to go in and bring it earlier. Zokte Gemara Tano Asar Batlanim. When we spoke the idea of Asar Batlanim, it means the 10 Batlanim that are in the Beit HaKnesses. Says Rashi, first wide line, Shabbos HaKnesses, B'Telem Imelachton, V'Nizonim Mishal Tzibor, they're ready there, they're supported by the Tzibor, K'delius Mitzuyim Mitzvila, B'Beis HaKnesses, they're going to be found by Tzvila, Damar Mar B'Sachas Brachos, we know that, K'Evin Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vavim B'Beis, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Beis HaKnesses, V'Ein Motzi Shama Sarah, there are 10 people, then Hashem gets angry. Next part of the Mishnah, B'Elu Amar B'Kdidim V'Lom Achim, with those we say we bring earlier, we don't bring later, but there are other things we go and we push them off. My time, what's that we don't push off the Megillah to another day? I'm Rabbi Abba Shmuel, why don't you go past the 15th? I'm a Krav Velo Yavor, as we saw earlier as well. Velo Yavor, so you can't pass from those days. You can do earlier, but not later. Pasuk says, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, Aleim, Balzarim, Kol, Nilvim, Aleim, Belo Yavor, Leos, Osim, Eshnei, Yomim, Ma'ilu, Kichsam, Chizvanim, Bechol, Shana, Veshana. You don't go past those times. Okay, now we got another one. Once we start off, Amar Rabba Amar Shmuel, and we have another one. Amar Rabba Amar Shmuel, Minayin, She'in, Monim, Yomim, Leshanim. How do we know that we don't count days in order to understand what a year is? What that means is, what we understand is that there's 365 days in a year. But we don't count the days, we actually count according to the months. So a person says that, let's say it's Aleph Nisan, they say that, I'm not going to eat chicken for a year. So the year then goes by the next Aleph Nisan, even though it's short 11 days. Minayin she'ein monun yomim l'shanim, days for years, rather months to years, she'nemar l'chodshei hashana. The pasuk says, l'chodshei hashana, for months of the year, which is telling you, chadashim atamonu l'shanim, months is how you calculate years, but not days. That's not how you calculate the years. They said, how do you know that you don't count hours in order to understand months. But rather, it goes by days and not by hours. Shenemar ad chodesh yamim, it says, until a month of days. Yomim tamachashiv chadashim, yit tamachashiv shalosa chadashim. It's days that it calculates what's going to be a month and not hours that calculate it. Rashi gives an example of, let's say a person says, this is your get to his wife. If I don't come from now, ad chodesh, until a month. You don't say he comes on the 29th day. So really, he has longer. So it's 29 and a half days. And even though it didn't have half a day, once the day started, so now we know the day started, it doesn't go by the hours, and therefore, sorry, Charlie, this is the divorce. The next part of the Mishnah. We said this man atzei akwadim Bach put in earlier ve'ha'am. That's what we said in chavches in Tainus. The time when they go and they bring their wood gifts and Tisha B'Av that you don't fast on Shabbos and the chagiga that you don't bring on the holidays, you don't bring on the first day if it's Shabbos, push up next day and Haka that comes in the first year of the first of the seven Shemitah cycles after Sukkot of the seventh of Shemitah that comes out in Shabbos. We push it off. You don't do it earlier. Tisha B'Av, why? Because like Dumi Pranis Lo Makdimi, we don't bring negative things earlier. Rather, we push it off. Chagiga V'Hakel. What's from chagiga and Haka though? Why do we go ahead and push those off? Because you go and you bring these karbanos, it's not really going to help you. Anything you weren't yotzei, and also Rashi says they have a particular time to do it. Benedarim, they have their certain set things that are set. So if you do it earlier, it's like you didn't do it, and therefore you'd have to do it again. So you push it off on that earlier. Tana chagiga v'chol zman chagiga me'acharin. We have a brash that says chagiga and chol zman chagiga me'acharin. What in the world does that mean? The chagiga and all the zman of chagiga. Bishlam chagiga. I understand what it means when we talk about the chagiga, the shalom chagiga. Di mikla b'shabbos me'achrin lo labas b'shabbos. If it falls out on Shabbos, if a sukkah is Pesach or Shavuos falls out the first day is on Shabbos, you push it off. And the zman chagiga ma'hi. What does it mean when we say zman chagiga? So I think we're going to see three different answers. Number one. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Hachigam, that's what it means to say. Chagiga b'Shabbos, v'olus ri'ia, afilu b'yomtiv, d'zman chagiga me'acharin. Besides the Shalmei Chagiga we bring, we know that every Jewish male also got to bring something known as an olus ri'ia. The pasuk says, v'lo yero es panai, v'lo yero'u panai re'kam, don't see, come and see my face, so let me see your face, empty-handed. You got to bring something called an olus ri'ia. Now the Chagiga was a shlamim. Shlamim is mixed between, it's given as a carbon, but also the person that brings it eats from it. But a carbon ola, nobody eats from, it goes straight to the Lord. And the olus ri'ia has to be brought also. Now, even though we know that a chagiga would be allowed to be brought on Yontif, which only if it falls out on Shabbos that you can't do it, a Shabbat chagiga on Yontif you could bring though, but a olas re'ia, even on Yontif you're not allowed to bring, and that's what it means when it says v'chol zman. So it says chagiga b'Shabbos you can't bring, v'olas re'ia feel be Yontif d'zman chagiga me'achrin. We push it off. Mani, who is this? Who says this? That you're not allowed to bring the olas re'ia on Yontif? Be'shamei is be'shamei. Did not we learn to the Mishnah? Be'shamei omrim mivien shlomim. We saw this back in Beitza, my friends, that what Shammai says, you're allowed to bring a shlamim on Yontif, but you don't do smicha on it. Avalo olos, but you're not allowed to bring olos. What's smicha? You know, you place your hands on it. Rashi says, "Mivin shlamim biyomtov shein Michael adam biyomtov." Uksiv ach asher yeachel l'chol nefesh. You could do. Vein somchin says Rashi, "Meesmal delesel hu lebeishamay takeif l'smicha shchita." He doesn't say you have to do it immediately. So therefore, did I skip a line? Ve'ein somchin alein she'asmicha shvusi. Yeah, I skipped. She'asmicha, I mean Rashi. She'asmicha shvusi. It's a shvus. That's not as we learned in Beitza. Elu hein mishum shvus. These are things which are asked to do. Lo yiro rochven agabim heim etzadur abanan. You can't ride on horse. Ve'al elu she'yakriva b'yomtov yismichum etmo. You should do it yesterday. The last little v'shamay take off a smicha shchita. They don't hold it. You have to do smicha immediately next to the actual shchita. So do it before. Do it the day before. And then on yontif you can do it. So it says, v'shamay goes mivien shlomim b'yomtov ve'ein somchin alein. Aval lo olos. But you can't bring olos. Why? He says, Rashi, it's only for you that you can do something you can eat, but not legavoa, something which is for the ribono shel olam. Therefore, it would have to wait. He says you can do everything. You're allowed to go and bring everything over there. And he says, why? It says, Rashi, umani mekayim lachem. Lachem v'lo lanachim. Lachem means for you and not for goyim. But not lachem v'lo legavoa. Therefore, according to Reis Hillel, you're allowed to go and bring the Shlamim for sure. And Olos also, because he holds that you're allowed to do things that are for Hashem also. V'somchen alein, you do speak on it because he holds that you have to have it immediate. Smicha has to be taken for Shchita, therefore there's no way of doing it before. That's answer number one. And it's going in the world of Beis Shammai. Rav Amar Chagiga, because according to Beis Hillel, you can do it even that day. Rav Amar Chagiga Kozman Chagiga Me'acharin Tfeilo. The Shammai Chagiga that we got to bring. And Kozman Chagiga, which means all the time that you have to be doing it for it. Rashi says, Kol HaRegel Ad Yom Tov HaAcharon Shai LaShos. So you can leave it to leave in the last, very last day. Tfeilo, but you can't push it off beyond that. You got to bring it. We have to bring it the first day. But the first day is not a weekday. It's Shabbos. You can't do it. So it got pushed off. So you have the whole week to do it. The Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah, we can't do it past that. It says in Mishnah Chagiga, Mishlo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Someone who didn't go ahead and bring the Karma Chagiga or the Olos Re'ia on the Yom Tov Shein on the first day when they're supposed to be bringing it or because they couldn't because of Shabbos. Chogig V'Holik is Kol HaRegel Kulo. V'Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag. You can do it the entire week and Yom Tov Achon even the last day. Of our reg of lochag, but let's say you passed it, you didn't do it. Ainu chay becheru, so you're not chayv to bring something after it. In other words, it's stuck. You missed out. You weren't able to do that mitzvah. It's done. Now Vashi gives a third answer. Vashi yomer chagi yomchosman chagi yom acharin. What does it mean? Vafilu atzeres techad yom meacharin. Even atzeres, even shavuos, which is only one day. So Pesach and Sukkot is 7 days. You miss the first day. You have the rest of the days to do it. But you think that's only with them, and that was shavuos. But it's nope. Afilo atzeres, techad yom me'acharin, even if it's atzeres, even shavuos, which is only one day, still you can push it off. Meaning you could do it beyond that. The times we learned in a Mishnah, Where are you? Modim she'im chal atzeres, because Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, then this is Bishami in Beis Hillel. She'yom tevoch achar Shabbos, that it can be done after Shabbos. Period. Those are the three ways of understanding that. Zuck, the next part of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Natan Atiyah Bapurim. Rabbi planted something, an Atiyah, he planted a sapling on Purim. Bum, bum, bum. Beep. Turn the page. Now, what's up? Hammer base. V'rachotz b'kronos hatzipori b'shivas ha'batamas. And also he went ahead and he washed himself. Rashi explains what's b'kronos hatzipori b'yom hashuk b'farhesia in public. B'shas hilich kronos and all the wagons are passing by. He did this on shivas ha'batamas. U'bikesh lakor tishabav. He wanted to uproot tishabav. V'lo hodulo. But the chachamim were not maskim to him. They didn't let him do it. Rashi says b'mei tishabav. They were not maskim to him tishabav. He says, Rabbi, that wasn't what happened. He didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av. What are you talking about? Rashi says, it was only that year he wanted to get rid of it. That year was Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos, and it got pushed off to the next day, like we said in the Mishnah. Since it was already knocked off, let's get rid of it entirely. The Chacham were not masking to him, they didn't let him do it. And when he heard this, he said, two is better than one, because had I not told you, if you wouldn't come up and be here to tell me, then Rashi says, I would have made a mistake with Davar. Actually, if me the Tainio MS, it's good that you taught me the MS. Now, the Gemara asks, how was Rabbi able to go ahead and plant on Purim? How could you say such a thing? Vatani Rav Yosef of Yosef says that Simcha Umishta V'yomtov. Purim has these aspects. And what does it mean? Simcha. Melamet shasur mehesped. It means it's also to give a hesped. Mishta. Melamet shasur betainis. You're not allowed to tainis. Not allowed to fast. Elo Rebbe bar arb. You're not allowed to fast. And I forgot this line. And v'yomtov melamet shasur b'sis melacha. And Yom Tov telling you it's also to do melacha. So how could it be that he planted? Ella says, Gemara, no, relax. Rebbe bar beisar havo. This was the 15th when he planted. And he was a 14th guy. So therefore, when he planted on the 15th, it wasn't a problem because he's a 14th one. V'chinat b'chameisar. Not that, that's when he did it. Says, Gemara, ain't he? You're telling me Rebbe was a 14th guy? For Rebbe, b'tveri havo. We know he lived in Tveria. V'tveria, mukaf z'chom yus v'shua b'nun havi. It's a walled city. Which means he's a 15th guy. How could he plant on the 15th? Says, Gemara, you're right. Ella, Rebbe bar chameisar. He was a 15th guy. B'chinat Rebbe Yisrael, he planned on the 14th, so everything's fine. Everything is fine. Says Gemara, Nahor Adar. B'chipshitali, that's very, Mukovas Chomim Yusuf Yishua Benun, is really Pasha to you that it was from the time of Yishua Benun, that's when they had the wall there in Tveria. V'chiskiya, Kari B'tveria, Barbe Yisrael, Uvecham Yisrael, Chiskiya, he read on both the 14th and the 15th because he wasn't sure of whether it was a walled city or not. M'sapigalei, Mukovas Chomim Yusuf Yishua Benun, Yilo. So how, Benun, he, Yilo, how could you say that Rebbe, he was a 15th guy in Tveria and he worked on the 14th? How's that okay? It's Gemara, no problem. The Chizkiya is Misafkale. For Chizkiya was a Suffolk. He wasn't sure. But the Rabbi Pshitle, Ms. Pachatim, he knew that it was not, it was a walled city from Yeshua Benun, and therefore he did in the 15th. Me Shari, but says Gemara, is it really even true? V'chi Pshitle. Now the Gemara says, and even if it was obvious to him, that's walled city from Yeshua Benun, this is the 15th. Mishari, is it still mutter to do? V'aksiv Megillas Tainis. We know we have in Megillas Tainis that it zokt the Heilige Megillas Tainis. Es Yom Arba'a Service, Yom Chamisha'a, sorry, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, Yom Puraya Inun, these are days of Puraya, these are days of Purim. Velo L'mitzvah Dahon, don't be, do eulogies, no hesped. V'Amar Rava, and Rava said, Lo Nitzrecha, Ela Lesor Eshelzeh, Bazeh, Veshelzeh, Bazeh. Each one hold the issue of the other one, and therefore, if you can't do it on the 15th, you can't do it on the 14th either. So how can you do it on the 14th? Says Gemara, no. Hani mili b'hesped b'tainis. It says only by hesped and tainis, not by sias malacha. It's true. Even if you're a 15th guy, you shouldn't do hesped or tainis on the 14th. If you're a 14th guy, don't hesped and tainis on the 15th. Ava malacha yom echad v'sulo. When it comes to malacha, it's only one day and no more than that day. In fact, Gemara, ain't is that really true? You're telling me that it's only one day. V'ha Rav Chezelahu Gavad Hava Koshadi Kisna Bepuraya. Rav said the person was planting flax on Purim. V'latye, and he came along and Rav says Zoraya Pishtan is planting flax. V'latye, and he cursed him because he was doing that. V'lo Samach Kisna, and it didn't grow. So what's going on? If you're really allowed to do the work, it wasn't his day. So what's the problem? Says Gemara, no. Hasan bar Yamahava. Over there, we're talking about that he did it on the day that was his day. Rashi says Shakoru bo b'nei Iro. That's the day that they actually read. So that's why it was a problem. That's one answer. Another answer is Rabbi Rava Amar Afilu Tema Biyome. Even if you want to say that Rebbe, going back to Rebbe for a second, if you want to say that Rebbe did it on the day where he was supposed to read the Megillah, still it's mutter because Hesped v'Tainis Kabilu Olai. It was only Hesped and Tainis that they accepted upon him. Themselves to do malacha lo kabilo layu, but did not accept themselves upon themselves that there's going to be an iser of malacha. That's Gemara. Oh, how do we see that? To make kark siv, because the pasuk says in the beginning of Megillas Esther, well, not the beginning, but in chapter 9, verse 19, simcha umishta v'yom tov ulvasof siv, and then afterwards, what does it say? Three psukim later, laso so sam yemei mishta v'simcha v'ilu yom tov lo siv, but it doesn't say yom tov, which means they were not makav upon themselves that they're not allowed to do malacha. So says Gemara ve'elo rav my time alatia hu gavro. Why do you curse that guy if there's no problem? Right, what's the issue? Says no, because Devarma Mutar Mechem Nogubam Isra'ava. That was a place which really Taka was Mutar, but their place over there, they took upon themselves, they're not going to be working, and therefore that was a problem. But Asi the Rebbe, Lo Nog, but by Rebbe, they didn't take upon themselves that they're not going to work. Rashi says, but Asi the Rebbe, Lo Nog, Garcinan, Bimkomisha Rebbe, Lo Nogu Isra'ava. They didn't say that was Asir. Okay, that was answer number two as for why it was okay to do it. Number one is because it wasn't his day. Number two, it was his day, but even though it was his day, there's no problem in Malacha. Number three is Vibay Seima, Leolam Nog. Really, it was a place, even Rebbe's place said, you're not allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to do Malacha over there. For Rebbe Netiyashel Simcha Nata, but he was planting. That's the regular planting, which would be a problem, but Netiyashel Simcha is what he was planting over there, and that's not a problem. Rashi says, Dekivin de Purim Yom Simchahu. You're allowed to do things of simcha. We learned in the Mishnah. And Tainis, you'd base, my friends, you'd base, my base. Avu, Elu, V'lo Nanu. Let's say you tried in all the days of the fast that we set up, and we weren't answered. Minas Shemaim, there's no rain. Then Mematim, Mamasa, Mamata, and we stopped doing work. Ubinyan, Unatia, and building, and Atia, and planting. Be'erusin, Mesuin, all marriages, we put to a halt. This is a hard time here. V'tana Alam, we said about that. Binyan, Shel Simcha, Natiya, Natiya, Shel Simcha. Those are the things that they stopped. Rashi says, Binyan Omer Kancha, Surin, Binyan Shel Simcha, no again, Atzman, Kinezufin, Uka Velim. Right, so he says that's Tala Binyan Binyan Shel Simcha, Natiya, Natiya, Shel Simcha. Is a Binyan Shel Simcha. What's Binyan Shel Simcha? Zebona Beis Chasano Libano. That's some Chasano Libano. Someone is building a wedding place, a place after they get married for his kid. Goes ahead, he gets him, he makes him some sort of house. Rashi says, Ritia Armukan, Ritia Shasimcha, Kon Aborniki, Elon She, Silo Nog, Kon Elon She, Kofafino So. It's a tree that you're able to go underneath and have shade. Agabe Kulnusos, Viesedos, Vamalachim, Ochen Tachtav. It's a nice little gazebo shtickle going on outside with this nice tree. And Ochen Tachtav, eat there, Vamas Achamar in the summer months. Umis Andnin Ba, Bemine Simchas, Vabinyan, Beschasnas, Labino, Kishem. Masi Isha Lebeno, when he marries his kid to a woman, a Rishon Hayabona Lo Bias, he built him a house, also Lechopa Betzocha Midechopin, Alma Ikin Natiash Simcha. There's such a thing called Natiash Simcha. Azi Natiash Simcha, what is that? Zenotea Aburniki, Shamalachim, like we just explained in Rashi, that somebody goes to make an Aburniki for this type of tree that would go over the top and give them a shade for them to relax. I think we saw this in Erevin also. Gufa, Chizkiya, Kari, Betferia, Barbeisa, Chameisa. He said Chizkiya, he would be on the 14th and the 15th, because Mesapagli, Imukofas Chomish, Shobinun, Elo, because he had a suffix whether it was from the times of Shobinun or not. Umi Mesapagli, Milchus, the Tveria? Is it really a suffix what happened in Tveria? Voxiv, it says in Yoshua. The Ori Mifzar had seed them at Ser, Vechamas, Rakas, Vikinaris. It says in Yoshua that the cities of the fortified cities of Tzidim, Tzer, Chamas, Rakas, and Kineres. The Kaimalan, Rakas, Zutaverios, which means it was fortified, which means that what's the problem? It clearly had a wall from the times of Yeshua. Says Gemara, no. Hainu time in the Mesapkale. This is why we're Mesapik, Mesupa, because we know that Rakas is Taveria. And we said that in Yoshua, Taveria, Rakas, was fortified, but still, how was it fortified? Hainu time in the Mesapkale. Mishun the Chad Gisa Shur de Yamahavos. One side was fortified with water. There was water over there. Rashi says, Ein lachoma mitzad echad, el hayam chomasa, Mesapkale, Yichashav hekevilo. It wasn't sure of the ocean on that side. What's considered a actual fortification, or it wasn't considered that in reference to Purim. Iachi says, if that's really the case, so I'm not misapplying, what do you have a suffix? Vade lav choma, it's definitely not a wall. You know why? The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa by Bate Arichoma, we spoke about this, that if you sell a house, that you could get it back within the first year, after the first year you can't get it back anymore, or depending whether it's a Bate Arichoma or not, and the other option is that you can get it back always, so say the Pasuk says, Asher lo choma, that there is to it a choma. What do we say? Velo shor igar. And not that there's a row of houses that are causing us the wall. Saviv, what does it mean when it says surrounding it, that's going all around it? Pratla Tveria shiyama chasama. Excluding chomasa, excluding Tveria because the ocean is its choma, is its wall. So clearly it's not a bateri choma. And we know that it's not considered a walled city. So what's the problem? What's your suffix? Clearly it's not a walled city. So go on, no. Idin bateri choma lo misapkale. In reference to Arichoma, he didn't have a suffix. That he knew it wasn't considered a wall. He comes happily. It was a suffix in your Mika Megillah. In reference to reading of the Megillah, my prazim, my mukafim. He wasn't sure what's considered unwalled and what's considered walled. The Ksivi Gabi Mika Megillah by that. Mishum Dahani Miglu. Because the fact that it was opened up, Vahani Lo Miglu. But the other ones are not open. Vahani Nami Miglayu. And over here by Tveria, it is opened. And therefore, is that considered that now it's not considered walled? Odilma Mishum Dahani Mignu. That the actual deciding factor is whether it's protected or not. Vahani lo mignu, the other ones are not protected. Vahani mignu, this is considered protected because it has the ocean on that side of it. Mishum hachi misapkale, because of that, he had a suffix, what the deal was. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.